online to the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
This is Pastor J. Rouse, and you're listening live to a very special edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And today we have a special guest in studio. And we don't normally date our show, but we have to officially date it today. So today is April 20th, 2015. We've been telling you to mark your calendar for this very, very reason, because today is not just a special day because I have a special edition of the show, praise God, but we have somebody phenomenal in studio with us live right now, and she is releasing a new song. This is not her first song. We've played some of her stuff before. We've heard her so many times. And she is very well known as a preaching woman. Amen. And a lot of people, they know her, they hear some songs, but she is getting ready to stir up this industry. It always helps when you have talent running through your veins. And I know you've heard the name The Haddons. This is a family that know their gospel music, and we all know her brother, Dietrich Haddon. But ladies and gentlemen, I present to some of you, and I remind you of the wonderful Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson, live in studio with us. Amen. Pastor, are you still there?
I am here, and I'm just enjoying myself listening to you and excited to be a part of what you're doing today and the show and the release. It's just an awesome day for me, and God is good. So thank you so much for letting me come on today.
Oh, no, it's our absolute pleasure. And you know what? I got the song, and I haven't even listened to it myself because I wanted to be able to listen to it when we reveal it to everybody else today. But we need to.
Oh, wow.
We don't do anything here on the show without praying first. And usually I get stuck doing all of that stuff, but I know a man named Jesus anointed a woman named Claretta.
Oh,
so you
praise
know what?
That.
You are going to go ahead and pray us into the beginning of our session today, man. So go ahead, my sister.
Amen. Father, we thank you for such an awesome opportunity to use the ministry gift of music to change lives, to touch people's hearts, to go into those very small, crooked, and hidden places where our voices, our thoughts, our ideas can't go. But this gift of music you've given us goes into the deep places. It even goes into the subconscious and brings things up and out. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to cause somebody to be changed, delivered, set free, and made whole through the musical ministry that you've given us. And we thank you right now. We stand on your word, and we believe that everything we pray together, your word says where two or three are gathered together, touching and agree on the same thing, you are there in the midst. And Pastor Ross and I are praying together today, and whatever we touch and agree on shall be. And today we're touching and agreeing on lives being changed from this very moment on till the end of this show. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now, I have to share a little bit about who you are, and you have to help clear this up, because I have an older brother, and I went through school following after my brother, and I could never get my own identity. I was always referred to as Anthony's little sister. and now you break out in this phenomenal family, and it was so funny because I got to watch some of your family talk about the release of Help Me. I loved it. I laughed so hard. I thought it was so precious. So you gotta tell us a little bit about being part of the Haddon, I'm gonna call it legacy, amen.
Well, you know what? It's a lot of pressure, but it's comical, it's exciting, because, you know, the truth is they do. Everybody wants you to be what the family is. People do expect you to be exactly what everybody else is doing, kind of fit into the mold, you know. But my family, they just kind of make fun of me and go, yeah, she's a weird kid, you know. So it's cool, though, you know. My baby sister, she's kind of weird, but she's good at what she does, man, you know. So it's cool, you know. It's exciting. My parents used to be like, why don't you just do what your brothers are doing? But now they get it, and God has given them a revelation, and now they're excited. They're like, it's brand new. It's like they're experiencing my ministry for the first time, and I've been, you know, doing what I'm doing a long time. But there's a new excitement. There's a new joy, and everybody now understands that when God brings in a season in your life, there's nothing anybody can say or do to try to change you. It's just what God says is going, and now everybody's like, you know what, let's stand and applaud that it is her turn, you know. So that's kind of what's going on right now, you know.
Amen. Well, we had our theme for our show for the beginning of the year and the end of last year. This is my season for grace and favor. And so it's ironic that you should talk about season, because as you said, when it's your time, it's your time. And what God has put together, no man can put asunder. Amen. And so we have to continue to lift you up. And I know you've been doing this for a long time, and that's the thing, but you've been in the background. And when I say background, I mean literally in the background.
Yes.
You've performed with many people. Can you maybe give us some of the ideas? I know, obviously, you've dealt with your brother, Dietrich. We've got songs and everything with you singing with the choir, phenomenal choir. I've got to give them a shout out while we have them there. But you've performed with quite a few other artists.
Oh, yes. You know, all the way from gospel to secular, I've sang background. I mean, it's been a long journey, but it all started with my brother. You know, he let me start singing with him about, I'm going to say, where I was his choir member at the age of 5. But when he started doing fame, you know, the real professional things, I was probably about 13, you know, and I've been singing with him ever since. But from there, it opened up opportunities to be on records with people like Vanessa Del Armstrong. I sang, you know, background on very, very many gospel artists, you know, have sang songs in different choirs and backgrounds. I mean, Fantasia. Who can I think? It's my mind just draws a blank because I've sang with so many people. Even in the secular industry, I've written songs for people, you know, even secular artists, hip-hop artists, I've written their hooks, you know, like Eminem and Ludacris and movie soundtracks and things like that. You know, I've been all over the place, you know, just doing what God has given me and being that light in dark places. But, you know, it's been an honor to serve because music is what I do, you know. I'm a pastor and I'm a preacher, but music kind of comes out of me even in my sleep, you know. So it's what God created me to do, and I'm just grateful to be able to do it on so many different platforms.
Praise God. And now we've got to talk a little bit about the preaching, because I know you are full of the Holy Spirit, and I know you guys have church. I know you guys have some church. But now you've inherited a church. Now, most people don't inherit a church.
Right. You know what? And to be quite honest, I was extremely confused when that moment came, because I expected it to come much later in life, you know. You know, being young, it's like, no, I'm not ready for that yet. Go ahead and get somebody else, you know, to do that.
Right.
And I had a big fist pointed at my brother, like, no, anybody tell you to retire yet, you know. At this point, you know, I was the assistant pastor for him, and before him, my husband and I were assistant pastors for my mother. But we were comfortable in that place just assisting in ministry, you know. We just wanted to be able to continue doing music the way God gave it to us and then assist the pastor and give them that strength and that help. And we'd be those, you know, that her holding up those arms, you know. And we were comfortable doing that. And
ooh,
for
the
God
word right
to,
there, Pastor. Did you hear the word you just used?
Yeah. Comfortable,
you just
right?
heard the word you used. Good. I hope somebody else out there heard, and I'll get an amen later. Because that's
yes.
the problem. We get a little too comfortable. Praise
yes,
God.
We do. And when that load dropped in our lap, it was like, wait a minute, I'm not ready, you know. But, yes, we've been pastoring now, my husband and I, going on 4 years in August, and it's been an incredible and amazing journey just being developed into that senior pastor position, you know, getting to know that part of ministry, actually carrying the full load, you know. Before, we kind of just did the funerals and we did some of the marriage counseling and things like that as the assistant.
Right.
You know, every now and then we would have to come in and do this and do that because one of the senior pastors weren't available. But to have to do it
right.
all and all the time, and you know, and then still try to keep a balance with our family and try to keep a balance with music
yes.
and you know, always on the road. And then you know, and then my husband, we're separate sometimes, and you know, it's just a really big adjustment. But God is good, and it has turned out to be an excellent thing. We're getting ready to celebrate 4 years of pastoring, and I'm excited about it.
Amen. Now, you keep saying pastoring, but you haven't called out your church. You know you can't come on air and not call out your church.
Oh, I do apologize. Kingdom Culture Church in Detroit, Michigan. It's an honor to serve there, and we've been there. My father pastored the ministry way back. He started pastoring in 1974. And I wasn't thought of yet. But he
you
pastored all the way, you know, all the way until 2000. I'm going to say six. He held those
right.
reins. And in 2006, he allowed my mom to take the senior pastor seat. And then 2008, my brother Dietrich came. And then 2011, it fell in my lap.
Right.
So,
you thought you had a few more years there, and you were like, getting, as you said, comfortable. And
yes.
Praise God. So now you and your husband, and we've got to get Brother Jackson's name out there, too. We got to call out the other pastor.
Absolutely. Pastor Tony Jackson, he likes to be called Tony. That's really his nickname, but his first name is actually Horace, and he likes to be called Tony. But he is a third, and he's actually my parents' godson. So we've known
wow.
each other all of our lives, and we grew
yeah.
up together, and God blessed us to come together and be married. We've been married 15 years now. It's an honor to serve alongside him. So I'm
wow. Did you just say 15? 1-5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought there was a law in America that you couldn't marry children at the age of 2.
You know?
I'm going to have to check that out because I'm almost positive they have similar laws to us up here. So I'm quite sure of that. Praise God. Amen. Bless your heart.
God is good to us. God is good to us.
Yes.
And he renews our youth like the eagles. Amen.
Well, come
so
on,
nobody
now.
Will
I
ever know how old
that.
We are.
Amen. Who needs cold cream when you can have God's cream? Amen. Praise God.
I know that's
now
right.
You have two beautiful children, despite the fact that they threatened everybody in the video for help me to tell everybody if they didn't go out and buy it, they were coming looking for us.
Oh, did they? They sure did. Oh, wow.
Yes. And
yes.
I was very, very
yes.
scared. I truly was.
They had their little mean faces on. They're so cute.
Yes.
But God bless us to have... You know, God blessed us to have two children together. When we got married, he did have a three-year-old. She's 18 now. She lives in Atlanta,
okay.
Georgia, and she supports us, you know, from where she is.
Yeah.
And we
Amen.
Support her back, you know. But God is good. But he blessed us to have two children together. you know, and we have a big, long testimony. I mean, we could go into a super long testimony about having those children because, you know, it was a journey getting them. It was a very big struggle having them, you know. We had two for them at 7 months pregnant, and God just really gave us the grace to try again, you know. So God is so good because two lovely, anointed, and extremely talented children came out of this. And we still celebrate the birthdays of our two sons who did not survive. And we do. We celebrate their birthdays.
I
we tell them Merry Christmas.
So I know how that feels. Praise God. You never forget the ones that didn't make it. Amen. You never forget.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, Praise God.
Amen. So now you've taken over a church. You're still young. You guys have a bunch of kids. And you're trying to deal with the shock. And you're still walking in God's graces. Because, see, maybe that's why the pastoring is so good. Amen. Because when you let go of God and start doing things by yourself, there ain't no way it can work. So it's probably good that you're still shocked. Because the Lord is carrying
you know
through.
What?
Amen. So now you've got
day.
A musical career. And you're at the forefront now because you were supporting other vocalists and performing with Karen Clark Sheard and Dorinda Clark Cole. And yeah, you were up there with Kiki and all kinds of people, even Fred Hammond. We got to give a shout out to Detroit because I'm heading to Detroit this weekend. So we're going to be doing a Detroit show next week. Yeah. So I'm coming down to see a musical in Detroit. So, you are now from behind the curtains and up front, and now everybody's looking at you, and they're like, wait a minute, Dietrich has a sister? And So now they're just learning, and they're thinking, well, she's nothing like him, and I guess you must get compared a lot, but people have to understand every child is different. And we know you are fashion queen. Come on, girlfriend. We are not going to joke about this because I know you don't go easy on people. You say, look, this is what I'm wearing, and you're going to like it. And we like it because it's you, and it's unique. Amen. Uh-huh. And so I'm thinking that you put that unique style into your music because I've got Help Me, and we're going to play that shortly. But how involved are you with the music that you perform? And the music that you record?
I'm absolutely, completely involved with every single song because my husband and I are a producing musical team. So everything is written by me and produced by him. All the music is produced by him. All the lyrics and vocal background is produced and sang by me. And we work together, and we're that team. We stay together, and we work until God gives us, you know, something amazing, and we keep it going. So that's it. And so we're right there. It's he and I. Nobody else has written on these projects as of yet.
Right.
And it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Well, I was going to throw down some Dietrich stuff, but I think I'm going to hold off on Dietrich because, you know, apparently he's doing really well. You know, my last update on the Stella Gospel Awards kind of liked him a little. So, we're going to put out your song because this is your day. And so right now we're going to take a quick break here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And I think this is a good song, but you're going to tell me a little bit about it before we put it on. The song is called Help Me. And I tell you, I love that syncopated beat, the hand clapping beat in there. It jams. I just love it. I just love it. So you got to tell me a little bit more about what you put in there, the wording, because obviously we all need help.
Yes, it came from, it surprises people when I tell people this, and I have to say it everywhere I go and every interview. It came from a Sunday morning, just maybe 2 years into pastoring. I was up and I was feeling overwhelmed by this new job, you know, this new load that I was carrying. And I said, Lord, you know, I told you yes, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
Oh,
so
come
I really
on
need
now.
You to help me hold on to this yes. And I started
Amen.
Preaching, my help, God, help me, my yes is under attack. That was the message I preached that Sunday. And when I got home that Monday, I said, honey, you know, that message I preached sounds like a song. We should probably try to make it. And so that's what happened. So it came from a Sunday message. Help me, Lord. My yes is under attack. And before it was, you know, before the week was out, we had help me.
Amen. Praise God. Well, this is Pastor Jay Rouse's show, and we are live with Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson. And this is her jam, one I really like. I can't wait to hear the other one. This is Help Me, and we'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Wonderful Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson, and we got to hear more about her family and the ministry and even where she's at with her musical career. But we also want to give a shout out to Ty Scott Records. We've got to give them a shout out because they are obviously doing some phenomenal work, and give a shout out to my friend Apostle Beryl Howard and all her crew. I know she's got some people. I know, look, I got to give a shout out to my friend Minister Tara too, who's also online. Praise God. And for those of you who are calling in, it's okay if you just don't want to say anything. You can stay and listen. Praise God. Now, Minister Claretta, we've got Help Me happening here, and now you're moving on to your next song. Now tell me a little bit about what you were thinking when you started producing this song that you released today publicly on the radio.
Oh, Winner's Anthem. That That one has a backstory that goes years, but it all culminated into the last few weeks of sending my project in to be released. I had a deadline, and for some reason, things just didn't work out for the music to get to Warner Brothers in time. And I was hurting so bad because I felt like, you know, Lord, I've been waiting so many years to get to this position, you know, and I was crying, and I stayed in my bed for like 3 days. I had to cover over my head and then turn on the lights. I was like, forget it! You know? I was so upset. And I had been telling my husband the week prior, I said, you know, I feel like we're missing a song, but we have to meet this deadline. I kept telling him, I feel like we're missing a song, but we have to make the deadline. And so when we missed the deadline, I cried a couple days, and then I told him, you know what, maybe this is the sign that the song I felt like we were missing is going to come. You know, once I came to myself, it took me 3 days, but, and so he said, yes, he said, well, what do you want? I said, I want a ballad, boring. I said, no, just do it. I think that's what we should do. He said, well, I'm going to trust you. You know, you're a prophetess. I'm going to trust you. So he, when he made the music and when he came back, all of the emotion of missing that deadline, all of the no's I received over the years, all of the, you know, the people telling me, you know, you're too different for gospel, you're not going to make it a gospel, you need to, you know, you just don't have the look, you don't have the sound, you know, you just, every label I went to was like, no, we can't take the risk with you, you're not cookie cutter for gospel music, we just can't, you know, and all those no's just kind of hit me over the head while I was listening to this ballad, this sound that he created. And so this is what came. And it was, I just started writing, you know, count the times I've lost, it'll match the stars on a perfect day. Count the times I've walked away, and it'll match the sand on Santa Monica Bay. You know, but then I started feeling like God had a message in it. And I'm like, you know what, at the end of this seat is another chance to complete. Right. I know, you know, I was saying all this in my heart. It's time to get up and try. It's time. God is saying it's time. You know what? And so I believe, hallelujah, I can win. And that's where the song came from. And so that, all those emotions just came into these lyrics. And when the song was over, we were looking at each other going, oh, my God.
This wow.
is the deadline. And this is a single. And so,
come
you
on,
know,
now you're about to preach on the show now, because you already know nothing happens before God's time. You know what? You guys would have come up with a song, and you would have went back out there and said, well, this is what we came up with. We were trying to get everything done. And if God ain't in it, come on now. I'm not even going to finish that, because you know where I'm going. And
yes.
We do. We get upset with God, because the worst thing we ever had to do other than pay taxes is waiting on the Lord. I'd sooner pay my taxes.
Yes.
But it said, but
it's
they
so
that wait on the Lord shall what? Renew.
Amen.
Okay.
Renew their strength. And mount
exactly.
up. And this is where we're going right now. This song is going to soar. This song is going to soar. I prophesy to my own future that because God caused it to be delayed and not denied, that it's going to change lives. And I'm excited about it.
I can imagine. So now this is your second song you're releasing, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It is,
and
I'm excited.
Before we debuted, you notice I'm even stalling you, bless your heart. I'm nervous because I haven't heard the song yet. So,
well, it's very beautiful.
We know there's
it's
a testimony in it. What's this?
Yes.
There's
anthem, a
testimony.
And it's, yes.
Okay. All right. I won't make everybody wait. I can't wait. I know... Claretta's heard this song too many times, and even she's excited. So without much ado, we will be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, because from what I understand, and not from Pastor Claretta herself, but I have heard in the grapevine that Winner's Anthem is a winner, and it's surely going to win. So this is Winner's Anthem by Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson, live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can win. The times I lost and it matched the stars on a perfect day. Count the times I've walked away and it matched the sand on Santa Monica Bay. And try, I can see the finish line.
Because everything is hit. All the notes are clearly hit. So it's just to be able to take control of the sound and the surety of the words and the directness of the song itself empowers. I felt it. I was humming along and
oh, glory to God.
And you know what? And you can't even say I decided to say these things because I am hearing the song fresh like everybody else. Brand new song by Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson. You need to get out there, everybody, and start looking for this. We're going to be posting where you can find it. Check our Facebook pages. Praise God. You know we're going to play that one more time before the show is up today. But praise God. But but tell me how you feel. Like, do you really feel like this is a more mature you? This is a unique you that nobody knew?
Absolutely. It gave me the opportunity to share a little bit more of my vocal versatility. You know, I'm always singing those hard church songs and growling and giving them, the preaching voice, you know, and all the time. And they don't really get to hear me sing, you know, softly and control my voice, you know, and do
right.
like you said. And it really gave me the opportunity to do that. And I was so happy when we heard the final mix of it and when we heard it mastered. We just sat and just listened to it over and over, going, wow, God, you are amazing to be able to help us to get to this type of musical. It's like a masterpiece, you know, the song.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful to be able to have it. I'm very grateful.
Amen. And I've got chills right now because you can tell the way it sounds, and I love the words. You got to repeat some of those words where it talks about I can win and the feeling. You describe the feeling of knowing you're going to win.
Yes. It just simply says hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can win. Yes, I can. You know?
Yeah.
And then my favorite part is I've decided failure is not an option. I can take it. I can make it to the finish line. You know,
come on,
it's just, you know, because it gets heavy and it feels like the obstacles are in your way and you may not make it. But, you know, you can take it. You can lift your whole life above every hurdle, your whole heart, everything that the enemy has made you feel like will never get done. God is going to give you the strength to complete it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was there before this song was put out. I told you, I was up under the cover with the lights out, shades down, going, this is not happening to me, you know. But, you know, all the praying and fasting and preaching and stuff I'm doing, it for this to happen, this is crazy. So
Amen.
For God to give us this song after that moment, it just lets me know that it's a ministry that I must continue to let people know. And you know what I told them? This is a very, very quick story. On the last interview I did today, I said, listen, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Don't count my age. But when I was 15 years ago, I was 15 years old, actually, I had a vision, and I wrote it down into my journal. That I was singing on the same stage with Destiny's Child.
Yes.
And now, mind you,
well,
at the Stellar Awards, 20 years later, I get up to sing 30 minutes behind Destiny's Child. So that tells me that that moment God designed before I knew what he was going to do with my life.
Yes.
And before I even had a solo project that was out and being recognized as a solo artist, I'm on the red carpet. I have a dressing room with my name on it. I'm singing lead on a song with all of these amazing gospel artists that have been doing it for years. This is my first year, and I get to show up as if I've already been doing it. And then God says, if I tell you that I'm going to do something, I don't care if it takes 20 years, the vision was given to you at 15. It came to pass 20 years later. But if I said it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
God is able. Hallelujah.
Mm. Come on now.
We ran around the church on that one yesterday.
And you know what's so cute? Because I think the one thing in ministry, I mean, you've been doing this for what? You said about 4 years now. And, well, you've been doing some before that.
Well, you know, I started preaching at 12.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You've been doing that long before that. But I've been in ministry officially for almost 15 years now. And I think what blows people's mind is the really good preachers tell the truth. And they don't just preach the truth, but they tell the truth. And the reason, bless your heart, because you come on the show and you said, man, I was crying and I buried myself for 3 days. You know? But that is what makes us really good ministers, because we are not God. We are only vessels.
Amen.
And that shows humility, because we bleed the same way everybody else does. And we go through stuff. And that's why we pray and we continue to be obedient to God. And like I said, most preachers, because we know God, we have a harder time than most folks waiting on God, because we kind of know what he's capable of. So waiting on God is so hard. And now you not only waited on God, and as you said, the timing was so right, but it's not only, but listen to the words of the song. Listen to the title of the song. That in itself speaks of what God had you waiting for. Amen. To win.
Amen. I agree. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise
God. I'm just grateful.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, Pastor Claire, it was just, oh, my goodness. I'm lost for words. You know I'm going to have to play the song again. But I know you've got a handful of stuff. Now, I know today is a release day. I know people are paying attention. We're going to continue to make sure we pump things out and let people hear about it. I know about it. And we're going to stay in touch. And I told you, I'm supposed to be in Detroit this weekend, so don't be surprised if I suddenly show up at your church on Sunday. Praise God.
Oh, I would love to see you. I would love to. Just let me know.
I will be sure to let you know. But before you go, I would like to pray with you. So we're going to do that now. Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you that you have reminded us that we are victorious and glorious in your sight. And Father God, we may not always feel like winners, but we know that if we are part of you and a part of the family and a part of your legacy, then we are the kings and queens that you have preordained us to be. So we ask that you continue to give us the strength to be able to wait on you and not to go before you and to remain under that covering of what is most graciously you. But Father, we thank you for being an intercessor, and for every tear that we cry, that you know the meaning and the purpose. And while you dry our eyes, we know that you, being the Father you are, always says, it's okay. I have something good waiting for you. So, Father, we thank you. Father, I thank you for my sister, Claretta. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we continue to speak into her life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to use her, Father God. And when she herself should be discouraged, Father, you would whisper in and say, but are you not my child? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless her ministry. Bless her husband, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak into those children's lives and know what you have in store for them. And Father, we know that we should just continue to be that village, to surround them and to help to raise them while their parents should train them up in the way that they should go. And Father, we thank you for the Haddon family. We thank you for their love. We thank you for the ministry and their obedience to be servants of the Lord. And Father, we ask a blessing upon them, that they, not only for the world, but they would in the heart of Detroit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are looking for the comeback and the stirring up of gifts in the heart of Detroit and the Michigan region. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it would even cross over the border to my hometown of Windsor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we claim it, Father, and we know that the power of music, if David danced and he sang and he praised you, then let everything that comes out of her mouth be pleasing in thy sight. We speak miracle signs and wonders into her life now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Do you have anything you want to say before we close out today?
You know, I think we've said so much, but I do want to say that, you know, if there's anyone who is waiting on things to happen for them, you know, don't lose hope. And if you're an artist or a pastor or a preacher or whatever you are, whatever God is giving you to do, you can be a painter, whatever it is. If God made you a promise that he's going to do certain things in your life, just like I said, it took 20 years for that dream for me to realize and be in that place that he showed me. Then he is certainly going to do what he promised he'll do in your life. But what I ask you to do is that when you get to the place of promise, that you don't forget the mission of why you're there. So that when you go into that place and things come on you and burdens and things that you start to have to carry, that it doesn't change your mind and veer you away from what God has planned for you, that you don't lose sight of the mission, but you stay focused on what God sent you to do and go in and come out with exactly what he sent you to do. In Jesus' name, that is my word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, my sister, I just love you. God bless you and all that you do for his glory. We're going to play this. We'll be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And stick with us. I'm going to play one more time. This is Winner's Anthem by Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I can.
wonderful song. I want to thank Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson again for joining us on her debut release day for her newest single. You just heard once again, Winner's Anthem. And I'm just thinking, with the Pan Am Games coming to Toronto right now, and I'm thinking, hey, this is a good anthem for that. Amen. Praise God. We just want to thank her again for her very busy schedule. And let's lift her up in prayer, please, and continue to make sure we pray for God's strength as she goes through the next few days, because this is a lot of work, but God is gracious and God is merciful. Amen. And more importantly, don't forget, check out our Facebook pages. That's Pastor J. Rouse Show, as well as Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And we will be putting all the links that you need to know to connect up with this new song, how to reach and book Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson through her agency. And we're going to post all that information so you can connect with them. You better get her while you can, because I know her dance card will be filling up very, very quickly. Praise God. And we give a shout out again to her management team, to her record company, Ty Scott, and also to her family who continue to support her, and also her brother Dietrich, who recognized the talent from the time she was just a little tot. Praise God. Well, that's our edition of this special edition of the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We thank you for your time, and know that Jesus loves you, and so do we. We're going to take you out now with Dietrich Haddon, just like he said he would, featuring Pastor Claretta Haddon Jackson. And God be with you until we meet again.
You ready?
Thank you.